This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
I guess I better. Good morning. And this is a third Sunday in Advent. So the pink candle is lit the day for joy. So we're celebrating that. And you'll sing about that. Several announcements. Christmas caroling. So we'll be leaving here at 3 if you want to carpool. We're going to go to Doris Post's place, and then we'll go from there to Marlis Jones' place. Who knows, maybe we'll do something afterwards, but it should be fun singing Christmas carols. This Wednesday, another Advent meal at 5:30 before the Advent service at 6:30. Friday, men's breakfast. We're going to meet at Chippewa Family Restaurant. 7:30 Friday, so join us. Saturday, thank you. I'm glad you're here, Rita. You're not planning to get him out. It's like, you got plans. So thank you, Saturday. I don't know why I wrote, anyway, thank you. Saturday. It would have been lonely for me if I showed up there, but all right. I might as well mention all these since I'm on a roll here. So it's in the bulletin, but Cookie has said she's going to resign at the end of the year, and so we'll have an open secretarial position. If you're interested, you can turn in your resume to the office or email it. There is a job description. It's posted on the bulletin board outside the office. There's also some in the office if you want to take one or pass it on to somebody who might be interested. And also, I would like to collect an emergency contact for everybody. I'll probably put this in the bulletin just to make sure if something happens where you go to the hospital, we are able to contact somebody to find out where you're at or what your status is. This is can be frustrating if the family isn't contacting the church. We don't know where our members are, so I'll talk more about that. All right. Divine Service Setting 4 begins on page 203. Our opening hymn is 354, Arise, O Christian People. The hymn of the day, 345, Hark, a thrilling voice is sounding. Distribution hymns, 338, Come, Thou Long-Expected Jesus. 636, Soul, Adorn Yourself with Gladness. 398, Hail to the Lord's Anointed. Closing hymn is the hymn of the month, 357, O Come, Emmanuel. So let's join in singing now, 354, Arise, O Christian People. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us a new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the introit. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for this third Sunday in Advent is from the prophet Zephaniah chapter 3. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem.
The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. I will gather those of you who mourn for the festival, so that you will no longer suffer reproach. Behold, at that time, I will deal with all your oppressors, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time, I will bring you in, at the time when I gather you together, for I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth, when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. We sing together the gradual and yellow insert. The epistle is from Philippians chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 7th chapter. The disciples of John reported all these things to him, and John, calling two of his disciples to him, sent them to the Lord, saying, Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? When the men had come to him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? In that hour he healed many people of diseases and plagues and evil spirits, and on many who were blind he bestowed sight. And he answered them, Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have good news preached to them, and blessed is the one who is not offended by me. When John's messengers had gone, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who are dressed in splendid clothing and live in luxury are in king's courts. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. I tell you, among those born of women, none is greater than John, yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. During Advent, we're looking forward to the coming of our Lord, and to prepare for his coming, we repent. And so season is a penitent season. But as I mentioned before, the emphasis for this Sunday, the third Sunday in Advent, is joy. And the readings and the hymns for today reflect and express the joy that we have in the coming of our Lord. But joy can be elusive, especially this time of year. It tends to be a busy time of year. And so the demands, the expectations of our time and energy, they can overwhelm us, and we can wear ourselves out trying to meet unrealistic expectations. Or we give up trying, and then we kind of carry around the guilt and resentment. And the stress and the worry of the season, it can sap the feelings of joy about the coming of our Lord. and we don't feel joyful, so we feel guilty about not feeling joyful, especially when the Lord says, rejoice. And it's not just about our own shortcomings. When we look around at the world that we live in, we struggle to see reasons for joy. And yet we come here to worship, and we hear God calling us to rejoice and be glad. Well, God can say that. He's God, right? He's up in heaven. He's above it all. He doesn't have to deal with the day-to-day challenges of life in this fallen world. He can sit there in the brightness of his glory in heaven. Would God rejoice if he were here, down here amid our struggles, among so many people who don't care about him? Well, in our Old Testament text today, the prophet Zephaniah gives us God's answer. God did come here, and he does rejoice. And we surely can rejoice because the Lord came here and rejoices over us. It would seem we have many reasons not to rejoice. We have sinned. That's reason not to rejoice. The people in Zephaniah's day, they stood under the threat of judgment for their sin, their sinful rebellion. In chapter 3, beginning at verse 1, he says, woe to her who is rebellious and defiled, the oppressing city. She listens to no voice. She accepts no correction. She does not trust in the Lord. She does not draw near to her God. He goes on for a while. Then in verse 8, therefore wait for me, declares the Lord, for the day when I rise up to seize the prey, for my decision is to gather nations, to assemble kingdoms, to pour out upon many, to pour upon them my indignation, all my burning anger. For in the fire of my jealousy, all the earth shall be consumed. We realize our own sinfulness, ongoing failure to live up to the standards of our holy God, his expectations. We're much like God's rebellious people at the time of Zephaniah. We don't like to be told what to do. When someone tries to point out where we may have caused an offense or done something wrong, we get defensive, we resist correction, even if God's trying to help us through the people around us. We worry about money, we worry about our health, about our future, as if God did not promise to take care of us, as if our futures were not already secure in him, and we fail to draw near to God. We fail to ask him for help. We fail to seek him in his word. We allow other things to draw us away from him rather than draw near to him. We live in a sin-filled world. That's not much to rejoice in either. Because of sin, we often suffer physically, mentally, and spiritually. Some suffering we're not personally responsible for. There's disease, there's sickness that has entered creation after the fall, the effects of aging. But we're responsible for some of our suffering. Sin makes us lazy and negligent in our care for ourselves, and we suffer. Sin has made us selfish and proud and stubborn. We suffer for that. We fight daily against evil. We see it and hear it through the news and the media that we consume. The unborn babies are still being murdered. Children are being abducted and sold into the slavery of sex trafficking. Mutilation of minors is promoted as health care. The internet and social media exposes a lot of corruption and hatred's expressed there, and sin is on display. Our relationships often suffer from the brokenness of our sinful world also. Friends and family relationships are strained and broken over unresolved conflict, and rather than work through conflict for the sake of the relationship and the people, we withdraw and avoid each other. Our pride and stubbornness lead us to more isolation and resentment. And there's not much joy in that. And then we have all those day-to-day and days before Christmas stresses that make us feel anything but rejoicing, getting the cards out and putting up decorations, shopping for gifts, preparing food, planning, attending events and get-togethers. And instead of rejoicing, we worry about doing all these things that we think we have to do. And yet God came here and rejoices over us. God doesn't treat us as our sins deserve, but he cares for us as his own. God calls the Israelites the daughter of Zion and the daughter of Jerusalem. They are dear to him. They are his beloved children. He likewise calls us his children. In Christ, we are God's children, beloved and cherished by him. God is not against us. That's because he came here and he took away the judgment against our sins. In love, God came in the flesh in the birth of his son to share this fallen, stress-filled world. The King of Israel came in your midst to save us from sin and death. And that happened when he died his atoning death on the cross. We are forgiven for all of our sins, for our defensiveness and our resistance to correction. He persists and he forgives you for worrying rather than trusting in God. He remains trustworthy. He forgives you for not drawing near to him in prayer and his word. He draws near to you and he forgives you. For our laziness, our selfishness, our pride, he has come to you anyway. He comes to you to forgive you. His coming into the midst of our evil world to die has also cleared away your enemies. Jesus knows our world's evils. He has been here. Satan and his forces could not overpower him. Therefore, we need not fear any evil. We don't have to fear hostilities or threats of any time. He has overcome all evil. You don't need to fear violence. The worst has been done to him, and he rose from the dead. He promises to raise you also, no matter what is done to you in this world, and no matter how much some may hate other people, God has loved both the haters and the hated so much that he laid down his life for them. No matter how broken relationships are, God offers reconciliation through the cross of Jesus Christ. And no matter how much you worry, God offers peace that passes understanding to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ. And Jesus continues to come in your midst through the word and sacraments to forgive your sins and to quiet you by his love. He takes away our shame and gives hope for an eternal future. One day the lame and the outcast will be fully restored. They will be saved or delivered from their plight. We are calmed and reassured by Christ's coming and strengthening presence. He understands your desire to send out Christmas greetings and gifts, and he understands your desire to be with family, and especially this time of year. And he's with you and rejoicing over you, no matter how much you get done. And he's with you rejoicing over you because you are his family. The glory of God's redeemed will be seen by all in that final day. And already now he's doing what heaven always does, rejoice and exalt over us. So we can now rejoice and exalt with all our hearts. Even though our full restoration awaits Christ's second coming, we rejoice now in anticipation of what we know is already ours. We rejoice no matter what our circumstances. Our Lord is at hand. He hears every prayer and request for help. We rejoice with all the exuberance we can show. Nothing need be held back. We sing aloud. We shout. We rejoice. We exult. Our Lord even helps us rejoice through the hymns we sing. We rejoice knowing that God is also rejoicing with us with gladness. When we commune at the Lord's banquet table, we rejoice with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. Heaven rejoices with the saints on earth. God's call to rejoice is by no means a command from on high to be put on a festive face at a stressful time down here. God's been here. That's what the rejoicing is all about, and he's still here. He's still with us in our sinfulness, our stresses, our fears. That's why the rejoicing is still going on and always will. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, as you once sent messengers before the face of Jesus to prepare his way, so strengthen and encourage pastors and church workers as they make known his saving name. Open the ears of all who hear to rejoice, repent, and firmly believe in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you rescue the daughter of Zion from her enemies and take away the judgments against her. Look with compassion upon your people wherever they suffer for the name of Jesus. Give them wisdom when they are pressured to compromise. Provide for them when they suffer loss. Give courage when they are afraid, and strengthen them in the midst of persecution until you deliver them. Preserve us in the joyful hope that you will restore all that is lost with what cannot be taken away. Lord, in your mercy. O God, giver of all good gifts, look upon the households of your people, provide companionship for those who are alone, strengthen the bonds of marriage, equip parents to raise their children in love and faith. Grant that our homes may be places of joy, reasonableness, peace, and prayer. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, you command us not to be anxious, but in everything by prayer and thanksgiving to make our requests known to you. Give wisdom, health, and success to the authorities who govern us and those newly elected. Give earthly peace in our time, even as our gospel gives eternally the peace that passes all understanding. Lord, in your mercy. God of all joy, you bid us to be anxious about nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to make our requests known to you. Forgive our anxieties and strengthen us to examine ourselves for whatever causes us to doubt your mercy. Guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, and hear the prayers that we offer today. Lord, in your mercy. Look with kindness on all people, especially those for whom we pray: Shirley, Dan, Joanne, Lois, David, Lewis, Mary, Richard, Marlis, Tim, Rick, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marlene, Kathy, Arlene, Michael, Mark, Jesse, Sarah, Diane, Kara, Leah, Erno, Jeff, and Cookie. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, the Son of Man came eating and drinking with sinners that he might proclaim the kingdom and welcome them in by the forgiveness of sins. As he hosts his supper this day for his repentant people, grant those who partake of his body and blood to be worthy and well prepared, firmly believing the words given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Lord, in your mercy. Hear us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of Christ Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Receive the blessing of our Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may be seated as the offering is collected. And as we continue with the service of the sacrament, the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. The very body of Christ, which has been given into death for you. Ellie, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Zoe, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. The very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the blood of Christ which has been shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. I rest the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. The very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and drink the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and drink the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Everybody? Is that David? Is David?
Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.